roll call. Oh,
got my blueberries in my hands, and I'm weak from age.
Okay, down the list. Adams.
Present.
Adams is, not absent, you're present. Yeah. Alderson is, I am here. Campisi?
Here.
Campisi is here. Edwards-Tiekert is not here. Fest?
Here.
Fest is here. Fuentes? Fuentes is not here. Futren? Futren is not here. Goen? Goen is not here. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez is here. Jacobs?
Here.
Jacobs is here. Coburn? Coburn is not here. David Lynch?
Here.
David Lynch is here. Tim Lynch is not here. Moore?
Here.
Moore is here. Morgan? Morgan is not here. Olson? Olson is not here. Scruggs?
Here.
Scruggs is here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Taylor Nichols?
Here.
Taylor Nichols is here. Thompson? Thompson is not here. Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman is here. White? White is not here. Wilkinson?
I'm here. I wanted to say something. Given the events of this week, it feels sort of surreal to me to be here and doing this, and I'm not suggesting we should be doing something else, but I think it would make me feel better if we just acknowledged that this was a very violent week, spurred on by racism and societal dysfunction. And anyway, I don't know. I just, yeah. So perhaps we could begin with a moment of silence for those who died this week.
Sure, but not quite yet.
Okay, sorry.
Withers. Yeah. Withers is here, and McCoy is not here. So I just want to report for history that we have 15 present. Well, 14, I'm sorry?
Did you get Hernandez?
Yeah, we have 14 present in person, one remote. That's a quorum. I mean, that's 15 and a quorum, 10 absent. So we're in business. Sure. Quorum is 13. And so, Sharon?
To follow up on something I mentioned last time. Okay, I do want to have the moment of silence, but I'm not sure what the timeline is for that. I do note that some people did write in prior that they were going to be absent, and many, many people did not even let us know that they were going to be absent. So to the extent that people did not let us know, I do not think we should excuse their absences.
Okay, so
I just have one addendum. Leland sent me a text saying that he was ill and would not be able to attend today, and asked me to share it with the board.
Sasha said she wasn't, told us she wasn't coming. I think Jose Luis also, I don't know, he said to everybody or just to
no.
us.
Janet, Brian, Janet, and Jose Luis all sent in, and Tim Lynch all sent messages.
Okay. Yes.
And Quincy.
Frank, are you following up on this?
Samsara sent a text message to me, said that she was had a birth yesterday, so she's exhausted and can't make it.
What is that? Your phone? Okay, I thought it was Mark. Okay. So, Sharon.
Okay, I just like to suggest as a procedural matter that if people are not going to be here, that they send a message to the group rather than to individuals, so that in the future we can have more clarity on that.
To the secretary.
Okay, to the secretary.
Do we want with a reason or just with the information?
I think just, that they're not going to be here.
Okay, all right. So do I have a motion? I'm confused. Do I have a motion? Was there a motion? No. I do have a second, but do I have a motion?
I move that we ask
people that when they cannot make it, that they send the secretary a notification beforehand.
Okay, so that's one motion. Second. Is that the motion? Okay, that's seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Mark says aye. motion carries. Now, do I have another motion on the absences? Margie.
I move that we excuse Brian Edwards, Tigert, Jose Luis Fuentes, Janet Cobran, Sam Sarah Morgan, Tim Lynch, Sasha Futron, and Burton White.
Did you include
and
Brian?
Leland.
And Brian. And Leland Thompson, I'm sorry.
Did she say that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Okay, the only two people that haven't.
Okay, is there a second?
Kate and Scott.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Mark votes aye. Motion carries. Okay. So now to the moment of silence in recognition of the incredible, crazy week that we all experienced begins now. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. The agenda. do I have a motion on the agenda? Craig.
Janet Cobran reminded us that to consider the bylaws amendments, which is item number 11B, we need to convene as the delegate assembly, and then so we'll convene as the assembly, discuss and vote on the amendments, and then adjourn as the assembly. So I just wanted to insert that.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
All in favor of the amendment to the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion on the agenda?
I move we accept the agenda.
As amended.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. I want to note, by the way, I think that we are delegates, and I think that as long as we didn't include anybody who didn't have a right to vote, that it would be all right without adjourning and so on, but it is the habit and practice of doing the adjourning.
I don't have the right to vote.
Right, I know you don't, but I just note for the record that in fact we are delegates. Except for Rich, that's here today, and I guess Mark is Mark.
No,
Mark's a delegate. Okay, all right. Moving on down the agenda, the minutes you received in the minutes in the mail. I don't know if you had time to read them.
So it says C attached for Quince's report. Is that only in the electronic version?
That was that yellow and
at the meeting.
It was emailed with these minutes.
Oh, thank you. That's all I needed. Thank you. Okay.
Sharon.
Motion to approve the minutes.
All right. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes approved. Okay. Any announcements? Sharon.
Since there will be no CAB report, I just want to remind people about the CAB meeting that is happening next Saturday, July 16th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Sports Basement in Berkeley, where there will be a discussion with the community about things that are happening at KPFA. And anyone here that can attend maybe could talk to me during the break.
Also, I want to just raise with this board that we may, I mean, we've got a CAB report place, although Carol apparently is not going to be able to be here, but we might want to have a discussion on if there's anything we want to say to the CAB as a board, as part of their meeting or not, you know. Okay. So where's Sir, who I can't see? Do you want to make public comment?
Me?
No. Yes. Okay. All right. Quincy is on vacation. The treasurer's report. Maria and Barbara. Maria, you didn't. Quincy didn't give you a general manager. Okay, give her the stand. Yeah. I don't. That's
last month.
Right. Okay. Here you go. Thank you.
No, it's not really that hot. I'm sorry.
Good.
Right. This is the cool side.
Good morning, everyone. We have a few different parts to the treasurer's report today. And the first one is that I just want to tell you a little bit about some things that happened at the National Finance Committee meeting, the last couple that we've had. We've been discussing, of course, our difficult financial situation in the stations and the network. And I would like to present a motion, and I have copies here that I'll pass around. This is going to be confusing. Don't do that yet.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of things to pass out.
Okay.
They passed motions. Could you pass these around and take one? Everybody take one of those. That's not going yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't. Have. It's going to be confusing. Well, wait till you see what else I've got. All right.
Breathe.
There.
Now, the Finance Committee passed three motions, and I want to read them to you. They're not too long. My motion here today is that KPFA LSB endorse these three. In other words, convey to the Pacifica National Board that we like these motions and we hope they deal with them directly. Here are the motions that the Finance Committee passed. One is, this was on June 21st, that the National Finance Committee recommend that the PNB direct all local station boards and board members to immediately undertake fundraising efforts as follows. One, seeking sustaining memberships without premiums. Two, that the NFC recommend that the PNB direct all local station boards and board members to immediately undertake fundraising efforts as follows. This is the second one. Seeking people who might provide no interest loans to the foundation to finance a fundraising mailing by the national office. That motion is important in this because of this. The chief financial officer recommended that we do this because he could see that this is one fundraising activity that brings in money immediately. It's not like the fund drive that we do over the air where pledges are made and people pay some at that time, but then others come in. And the mailings, and I've passed out now. You should be getting this one. Sabrina, maybe you can. This chart that has little colorful stuff in it. Here's the other side. This shows that, for instance, for when you send out a mail appeal, you send thousands of letters, but you get hundreds of replies. You don't get everybody writing back. But what happens is you usually raise enough money to cover the cost of the mailing and then some. And you'll see in this chart with the colorful columns, these are the fund drives, the mailing appeals that went out this last year. And it averaged out to, for the year, a cost of about 25 or 24% and 75 or 76% income. And the CFO is very interested in having the mailing appeal, which is already in the national office to go. I'm not sure whether it's going to be signed by the acting executive director or who it's signed by. But they haven't wanted to spend the money on it because funds have been so tight. So there was quite a little discussion in the finance committee. A couple of people said, well, I didn't join this board because I'm wealthy. And however, the wording is that we should seek people that might be willing to loan small loans, $1,000, $2,000. It's not those. That amount is not in the motion, but even that would help, and it would be a loan, and it would be paid back. So it's not. It isn't expecting everybody on the LSB to do this, but if you know someone who would be willing to loan Pacifica $1,000 or $2,000 to help put out a mailing, then this would be, you can show them this chart, this nice return.
Are you motivating these as one motion, as three motions?
My motion is that the KPFA LSB endorse three motions passed by the National Finance Committee in their June 21st and July 6th meetings, which conveyed recommendations to the Pacifica National Board relating to fundraising efforts.
Is there a second? Okay, there's a second. Is there a discussion on that motion? Sharon?
I support the motion in general. I just want to comment that I think there's a lot of other ways to raise money besides always going to the members and always seeking sponsorship and funds from the members, in the sense that we could have things like a gala dinner, we could have a silent auction, and I would just like to see some emphasis for doing things like that besides this. That's my
comment.
Did you
second? Is this on your...
No, you okay. Opened it for discussion. So okay. Discussing that I feel it's somewhat limited, and it's not that I oppose it, but I just feel like it's limited in its scope.
Okay.
Can I just make a comment that the purpose of these motions, we've also discussed bigger ideas, but these were things that could be done immediately. That was the big guideline for all of these.
Okay.
I didn't read the other motion, which was that the Pacifica direct the station staff to have telephone meetings to share their best practices for fund drive successful things that they've done. One would think that this might be happening already, and it might be a little bit, but the motion here was to formalize it and have the acting executive director direct the various station staff who are working on fund drives to have meetings with each other to and these would be separate from the leadership calls that happen regularly. This would be specifically to share the. So anyway, these are all addressing things that could happen immediately.
So is there any discussion? Any more discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay. The next thing here. You could, these are three things that will go together. Here. Take one of those. And this.
Got it?
And this.
Oh, okay.
So here's a copy of the memo that I emailed everybody with updated, with the assumption page that you had last time. And an updated version of it, because some of the things changed on there. So take one of each of these and then pass it on.
I want to indicate to you, Barbara, that all of us but three have this KPFA thing in hand. Is that coming
that's,
up now?
That's later. Maria.
I know, but I'm just, is that going to be later?
Yes,
or is this,
I'm doing a few things first.
First,
and then
okay, I'm just
Maria.
Clarifying.
Okay.
Breathe.
I'll breathe. You breathe. Okay. Okay.
Yes, 1,000 documents. Yeah. This is the meeting of 1,000 documents. Okay. Now, I just want you to look at those for a few minutes, and then we'll pass out these another set of three.
Oh, great.
Well, you guys last time wanted to know
yes.
some things about the documents that we distributed, and so I emailed them to you, but now we're going to go through it.
They're nice color-coded.
Nobody responded, so I'm going to go over these with you now. So the email thing that you've got that came with the two different versions of the assumptions explains yes, the one that is black and white says in handwriting at the top from budget template. Remember I talked about the different template, different parts of the budget template, and this is called the assumptions page, and this is the one where the people who plan the year out for fund drives set up dates and try to figure out what goals ought to be, and they take into consideration other events and holidays and all that stuff. Then as the year goes on, things have changed. So you'll see I've got little asterisks in the left-hand column. That's explained in this memo. And there are things that changed in those lines. Some places the goal increased, and others the days increased and the goals increased. So this is the sort of document. It's a working document. They keep track of the what's going on and adjust the dates of the various fund drives. Now, I'm working up to the last set here, which is you guys, you've seen these a lot. This is the report of the pledges. And last time you were asking, Well, can't the goals be written at the top? Because this is nothing about goals. It's only about pledges. And so I knew that if I were to write the goals that were on the assumption page that you had that day, it wouldn't be correct for some of them, and I didn't know which ones. So now, here is the three pledge reports that you got last time, and now the goals are written at the top. And you'll see that for the spring report and for the winter report, the goal changed. For the birthday one-day report, it didn't change. And there were other, in the memo, I explained that certain days increased. And the biggest increase, just to finish up with this, was adding 7 days more in September. The fund drive that is, we're going to have, not the next fund drive, but the one at the end of our fiscal year. And that's always a big fund drive. Is where, you know, we get very frantic about the funds that we haven't had, we need to get. In any case, this is just a review, so you'll understand a little bit more about the process that we has to be gone through by the staff to even arrive at putting figures in a budget. And now I want to ask, the financial report, did you bring copies of that?
Wait a minute. Why don't we?
No, that's all right. When it's your point, you can do it.
Okay. I want to slow down here 1 second because you've just passed out a whole lot of things.
I want to make sure that
we all have a sense of what we've got in front of us and the meaning of it and the reason for that. Let me just say what I heard you just say and then open to see if there's any questions. What I heard you say is that you sent around these six papers, one which was an email which described things, the assumptions template where there are actual changes. I don't think you described the color-coded one that's also it reflects the changes from the black and white one.
Yes.
Okay, and then what you also did was you gave us the fund drive reports, the winter, the birthday, and the spring reports, and so that we have a more comprehensive understanding that we can look at, not necessarily in depth here because we're not wizards, or I'm not personally speaking for myself, but this gives us a sense, and that you may refer to them here and there and now and then to move us along.
Actually, Maria will refer to them also.
Okay, all right. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, questions on this before we move forward. Sabrina.
When did you send the email?
You have to talk into a microphone, Sabrina, so that it's recorded.
When did you send out the email that describes everything that's in front of us?
I think it was
now?
On the 26th, but let me see.
Yeah, Sunday the 26th.
Sunday the 26th.
We have a copy of it right here.
Right. Okay. Sharon.
I just want to make sure I understand. For example, on the spring, where you have the goal of 540,846, mm-hmm. and then an arrow going to 650, does that mean that the goal was increased during the pledge drive to 650,000?
It was increased before the pledge drive started, usually. It's the staff is monitoring all along our finances, and they make a decision at some point, wow, we're going to have to change. The next fund drive is going to have a bigger goal than we thought, because the original assumptions page is being made way in advance of the beginning of the fiscal year, like we're doing now for our fiscal year, which is going to start next October.
Margie.
$548.46 was what appeared in the budget.
Where are you looking at? What which of the five?
The same question okay. Sharon was asking.
The spring.
Okay.
So that's what was in the original budget, right? Okay, Maria's nodding. Yes. Okay, and then at.
You keep talking into the mic. If you
it's okay. It's okay. Okay. Here, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
Yes. So not only was it on the assumptions page, those figures were used in making the budget.
I think Maria wants to add some comments.
She does.
Yes, she's.
Okay, I just want to it's a lot of pages and can be a little overwhelming. Let me just start with the one. Oh, sorry.
Let's introduce.
Right, say who you are.
I'm sorry.
No, you can't hear. Okay.
This is Maria Negrette, our wonderful business manager, who is stepping in to help us clarify these reports. Go ahead, Maria. Thank you for being here.
Sure. Okay, so with all of these wonderful tools that Barbara sent out, let me just give you a little step-by-step, a little one. The black and white one that does say from budget template assumptions at the top, that is from the original budget that got passed by the LSB and then the NFC. By the way, it never made it to the PNB because other stations haven't completed their 2016 budget yet. So, and here we are almost at the end. So just like Sharon had said, the five on line 19 of the black and white form or template, it shows May 16th the goal of 548.46, but yes, we increased the goal to 650. Then if you look at the colorful one that says assumptions updated June 2016, you'll see the dates, the actual dates that it the fund drives happened, the actual goal, what we achieved. So of the 650, we achieved 97.91%, which means pledges of $636.
Which column is that?
Column H is what we achieved in pledges. Mm-hmm. So column, it's H19, mm-hmm. 636,421. But that does not mean that money comes in the door at that moment. It comes in, 86% of that comes in over 12 months. So it's great to look at that number, but unfortunately that does not go into the bank account. So ultimately, over 12 months, we get about $548,000 of that. And then 6% goes to KFCF because those are KFCF listeners. So that leaves us with less. So, and I think Barbara probably has already, this is actually on the spring drive, the one that says spring with the handwritten goal and the goal that it was originally and then the goal that was later. So you could see right there of 636,420 that was pledged, paid at right away was $395,850. So that's what comes in. And then also some of those are not even 100% payments. They're also over 12 months and so on. So, again, it's what you see there isn't, necessarily reflective of what goes into the bank. So with all of that said, I guess we can go into – anybody have any questions? Yeah.
David.
I just want to test my understanding of this. So it seems to me, if I'm reading these reports correctly, that the optimism that went into increasing the goal to 650 was valid. Mm-hmm. The optimism was justified because the actuals are coming in just short of that. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes, thank you. Thank you for recognizing that.
Hooray.
And you will see that in the colorful one here, the column G shows that in September of 2015, which was what we call the fall drive, so September, October of 2015, we achieved 104 0.68% of our goal. The December, 105.58. The winter drive, 103. We fell short on our birthday one, 93%. The May one, we fell slightly short of 97.91. And then, of course, we haven't had the summer one, and I'm optimistically putting 95%, you know. So, and our staff who puts together the fund drives are just amazing. I mean, they spend hours on having successful fund drives. If I may, I just want to have one comment on the mailings. The mailings, yes, for us, we're fairly successful. It's really kind of crazy. When I see the bills, I'm just like, it drives me crazy about how expensive they are, and how the little response we get. But overall, you know, we do get money from it. So I'm always trying to find out how we can even lessen the expense. There were quite a few different things, such as buying copiers that could actually do some of this printing. However, we don't have the personnel to do that. So that's why we have to go outside. You know, lessen the quality of the paper, do it in black and white, and not have so many inserts. I mean, there's lots of things. Quincy has done a great job of his letters. I don't know if you've noticed, if you receive his letters. He has reduced it to one side, one page, as opposed to a whole story that goes double-sided. There was one other thing I wanted to say. I'm sorry, skipping just quickly back to the Barbara had said that we added 7 days to September. We didn't technically add 7 days to the fall drive. We added 7 days to September because of the national election and the coverage that our news department and state shows want to put on. We moved the drive up. It was going to be from late September into October, but we're pushing it all into September. So that's why it looks like we added days, but we're just not doing it over into October, if that makes sense. So same number of days, just not straddling months, just 1 month. So I guess
all I want to say is now Maria is going to... all right, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It was Sharon and Joy. Okay.
I just want to clarify something, just because I wasn't quite sure what was said. When you say, like looking at the spring line, where you have, I understand, you know, 62.1% fulfillment rate, but something was said about how it's... Do you count, like if somebody pledges monthly, okay, if they pledge to make a monthly payment, do you count the entire 12 months immediately, or do you actually count it as it's received?
As it's received.
Okay, thank you.
And also, if I'm not mistaken, it's this is the overall, this rate here has to do with the difference.
The immediate.
Yeah, when you were looking at the 61 or 62.1, Sharon?
Yes.
That's the difference between what was paid out immediately and what was
immediately received.
Difference.
Yeah.
The overall fulfillment rate for that fund drive is the far right-hand column. And this was the most recent fund drive. And at this point, that you can see up in the right-hand corner, the report was run with the data on the 8th of June. At that point... there was only 66.4% fulfillment that had come in. But if you look at the February drive, also the data was evaluated on June 8th, that fulfillment for that drive was 91.7%. See in the far right of the winter drive?
90.3%.
Oh,
no, wait, I'm looking at the wrong
that's
one.
That's the birthday
yeah, okay,
one.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah. The winter.
Yes.
No.
You got mail.
Sorry. I apologize. Kate called me. She's trying to get in. And
the door is open on the side.
No. Remotely.
So I'm trying to forward her the email so that she can.
So the overall fulfillment of the winter drive on June 8th, as far as the data that had come in, was 91.7%.
Well, as I read that, that's pledge. So pledges, but in dollars, it's 75%, if I'm reading that correctly.
That was still at, yes.
Okay.
Because the dollars come in over.
Right, I understand that.
Okay, Joy.
First of all, thank you all for this. I know how hard you work on this. I really appreciate it. It helps a lot for us to have be able to understand. But I am confused now because this is a whole year, this one. And the fulfillment rate is 86%. So this is a whole year, and we've been getting reports of 92, 96% fulfillment. But according to this, for the whole year from September to October, it's 86.2%. That's a whole year of coming in on time, right?
Coming in what?
Well, if a person pledges, they only pledge for a year. So we're getting the money within a year.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who pledge, who continue to pledge, but, I mean, you know, you have to kind of stop or else you're, like, going on forever. But so the first – shoot, there are so many papers. The black and white grid that was from the original budget template, the assumptions, did show projected fulfillment of 90 and 91%.
Right.
Our fulfillment has dropped. It's never been 96%.
Okay.
Ever.
All right.
I mean, if it were, boy, we'd, you know, that'd be really good.
Well, even 92%. So, but this is 86.
Yes, because I went through 3 years of month by month by month and figured out exactly what our percentage was over last 3 years, and this is the average.
I see. Sometimes we
were higher, sometimes we were lower, but that's, you know, you got to kind of take an average. And
oh, okay, so I'm misunderstanding. I'm thinking that these totals reflect from May 2015 through October 2000, I mean, from to September 2016.
Yeah.
That's what it says here.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, I don't understand your question then. This is for the budget. This is let's see, lines 21 and 23 haven't happened yet.
Okay.
So that's still a budgeted number.
I see.
So the top from line 7 to line, well, 19.
Okay, so this is all budget. This is not actual.
Well, line 7 through 19, those were the actual fund drive goals. Those were the actual pledges raised and so on. So the column F was the actual fund drive goals. Okay.
Right.
And column G, that's what we actually received.
Right.
So that percentage. Well, that's the percentage. And then column H is the actual dollars that we that pledges. Please remember, pledges is different than payment.
I see.
I just want to announce for the record that Kate Gowan is now online. Bill.
Well, I don't have a mic.
You need a mic.
Yeah.
Oh, right there.
Okay, I have a mic.
Is that connected?
Yeah. Okay, so but column I then still represents, that's not actual, that's the average.
Because
we don't know the actual yet for that fund drive, right?
Right, exactly. Remember, this colorful thing is still a budgeted number. Columns B through H are actual numbers. Well,
through 7 through 19.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave.
Priya, how does an 86% average fulfillment rate compare with other public organizations that do fund drives?
I couldn't talk about other outside of Pacifica, but ours, it's really high compared to the other stations. I mean, Margie would be able to probably tell you better, but
I know it's really good.
I mean, some of the stations are down into the 60%. Exactly. And I'll tell you why I feel that our fulfillment rate is so high is our fulfillment, our subscriptions department is exceptional at getting out premiums now. We have two stations in the network who just decided that they will not send out the premiums they promised. So may I speak freely? I mean, somewhat. No, I won't. Well,
I don't know what's in it.
Okay,
a
well,
PMB
so
executive.
One of the problems was that WBAI got themselves into a big pickle in terms of they had more people asking for their money back when they did credit card charges than, you know, that they were actually charging. So the credit card processing company cut them off because they said, now you're a risk where you're actually borrowing money from us. And consequently, they cut off all of Pacifica. It was it's a company called Global Payments, very large company. And luckily, we had been and KPFK had already been in the works of moving over to a company called Braintree. And you've heard of Braintree. Yeah, they're a PayPal company. And we were already like 95% over into Braintree, actually even more. So we had no downtime, but some of the stations did have to, like, you know, hustle to try and get things going. So, you know, it's really hard to have a an organization that I, for as many little warts as KPFA has, we are very successful in the way we actually handle things. However, sometimes we do have the negative of being part of Pacifica because other stations or whatever have had issues. And that, you know, reflects on us. We can't get credit on certain things. We get denied. So that kind of thing.
Okay, where are we in? Was there any other questions on?
In addition to the business of not sending out premiums, our station, the staff, sends reminders to people when they pledge. They send three notices. If you pay right away, you get the first one as a receipt. If you haven't paid, it serves as a reminder. And they send three. And I don't think the other stations do this, and it is very effective at getting people to pay their bills.
Okay.
We also are looking at my thing, and maybe if I could get some feedback from you guys. I have a point of view that, and we, right now we have restrictions with our software, but instead of sending out, so if you pledge three times in one fund drive, you're going to get three letters. If you pledged three times and didn't pay for the third reminder, you're going to get nine letters. And so right now, one of our thoughts, I think she's doing it, is we're color coding the letters, so that way it kind of just gives everybody a little bit more incentive, you know, to the white one, then you get a yellow one, then you get a pink one, like, you know, to try to get you a little bit more motivated.
Orange and polka dot.
My thought is I'd like to have one document that's like a statement and shows how much you've, you know, pledged and how much you've paid and how much, you know, just like any other statement. The scary part is that my fear is that people who don't who pledge all the time might go, oh my God, how much am I pledging? You know, I've got to cut it off.
Right.
And so I'm just wondering if I can get some feedback on that. I wonder what everybody would think.
Well, I want to keep us on track on what we're covering here, but
it could be awesome.
Right. Okay, where are we in this?
I think the next thing is, if there are no more questions about this stuff,
okay,
we do have a financial statement for through May.
Okay,
that's what this is, right?
Is that the one that Maria sent out before that you wouldn't let anybody have?
Well,
the KPFA budget.
I obeyed orders.
I need one. Excuse me.
These people over here that don't have
it's
them.
It's
budget to actual contract. Do you have one? He doesn't have one. I don't think we have the first draft. We don't have this. All we have is this. All right. And one more, and over there. Oh, wait. We're good. We're good, Maria. Frank, what's that?
You know, I did look over. I did print out this version, and
Frank,
I found
that say first
some
draft?
Problems.
Does that say first
where
draft?
Where the equations aren't working. On this page.
Okay, do you have one? Yes.
See this?
Okay. All right.
All of these are the same.
Oh, crap.
What do you need? What do you need?
I don't know. I didn't thoroughly
Here, we got this. How many do you need? Bill,
and then
how
on
many?
On this page.
Here.
There's a partial one.
That's all I got.
Here.
You need one?
I guess which is
no,
from
luckily,
this.
Effort is helping
Clonk.
Mm-hmm.
Come over here. Could you come over here?
Okay, so. But, you know, this is a draft, and so we just have to explain.
Is that
page
13. Okay. So we have the materials, and we have something that says first draft and is three pages, and we have the KPFA budget to actual profit and loss through May 31st, 2016, correct? That's
yes,
what we're
yes.
now turning our attention to.
So,
all right, go for it.
Am I okay? I forgot to buy legal paper, so that's why it's on letter, so you have all these months going across. But also, I could have tried to put it all on one page, but then we all would have been squinting. So basically, the first few pages are previous months, and May starts on page 13.
Are you on first draft?
No, I'm sorry. The budget to actual,
okay.
Yes. And Barbara did point out that, by the way, all of these numbers get input manually. So I apologize for apparently there was a mathematical or a formula error here on column AR. It's obviously to, page 13. So my difference show is the total of the budget. So that's an error, but the good news is that I was working with last night after I did all of this work, working with the controller next door, and he is going to provide me with a report because there isn't a report already that is in our system that shows budget to actual. I input all these numbers. And Sabrina saw me late last night. I got home at 11:15. But anyway, so I'm sorry for the difference, but you can see, visually you can see, yes, this is a draft. By the way, there is a difference between, this is a preliminary financial statement because it is unaudited. So the auditors haven't gotten their hands on them.
Just let me point out to you, dear, that when you're telling us something and you jump to page 13 AR and go something, it's hard to follow, but
okay.
We understand that you said there was trouble, you inputted it, it'll be cleared up later, and there's a problem.
Yeah.
And it's a draft.
Right.
Okay,
yes, this is a preliminary financial statement. So we are doing okay with our revenue. So we budgeted $400,000. This is column AP, row 26, total revenue.
Page?
I haven't moved from page 13.
Oh, okay. You
okay.
Page 13. All right.
So AP 26, total revenue budgeted was $400,773, and we have actual of $445.
Okay, slow down. Wait a minute.
The column just next to it.
Oh, that's the one that's overstated by
Right. Okay. So we're in what column? AP.
AP is the budget.
Yeah.
AQ is the actual. AQ is correct.
Okay.
What's incorrect is AR. The difference.
Okay. And you're talking about line what?
26.
Okay. Thank you.
The ARR is plus 45K.
26 total revenue.
Okay, wait a minute.
When you're doing these things, just slow down a little because we don't do this every day.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You have to get us there. Thank you.
Ignore column AR. That formula is not working.
Okay. From 7 to 26.
All the way down.
Okay.
Or I guess not even all the way down, but yes.
From 7 to 26.
Okay,
Okay, so ignore column AR.
Okay.
So just to go up a little bit, okay, listener support, we have done better in, we did better in May than we budgeted. Don't get all excited because it really has to do with the template and the formulas and how the revenue comes in. The template is not as precise as what actually happens, so I don't know how to better say that. However, if you look on column AS and AT, we are underperforming overall as of the year-to-date ending May 31st. But in listener support, we're underperforming. Website income, we're underperforming. Basically, anything that has to do with listener support, we're underperforming overall for the whole year through May. 19,000 in listener support, 39,000 in web income, 2,900 in corporate match. Major donor, tremendously underperforming, 76,000. And even donations, you know, for under 1,000 underperforming. Our community events, you know, two things are attributed to the fact that it's so high. One is he's very, very frugal in his, but you know, how he spends the money. But also, I have no idea when I create the budget. I have no idea when events are going to be happening in the next year. So I just kind of have to go based on history, and I just go straight across the board 12 months. So at this moment in time, he's doing well. And then the crafts fair, we got more money than we expected to get from the crafts fair. And I don't know if everybody knows, but we no longer, the crafts fair is no longer being funded by KPFA. It is all being funded individually or separately by Janny Tree Events or Productions or something. Presents, that's it. And she merely gives us what happened at the door. So we did well last Christmas.
Sabrina, if you want to talk, get the mic. Wait a second. You should be on.
Thank you.
It's not on.
Hello. Okay.
Okay.
Now, with the crafts fair, there was no door, this past summer crafts fair. So what happened in that particular case?
She gave us $10,000.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. So what, 10 grand to use KPFA's name kind of thing? Is that how it works? Or?
Yeah. I mean, she's located, as you know, in our building, and mm-hmm. we use our airwaves to promote the crafts fair and mm-hmm. so on.
But
that's at no cost to us, mm-hmm. other than to have her use our electricity, basically.
Is that how it's going to be in the future? I mean, we just get
I couldn't tell you because you'd have to ask Jan. I mean, I would imagine she would charge at the door at Christmas, at holiday. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to have any say as a board over that particular contract?
Or? I don't know. I mean, okay. do you have some information, Margie? No. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Maria. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go and then take questions, or are you willing to have questions as we go along?
No, I'm willing to have questions as we go along.
Frank has a question. TM Frank wants
to. Hello. Do we know, like, the overall take of the crafts fair besides, like, our $10,000?
No.
So do we have an idea of, like, what the booths actually made?
No. Because that is her separate company that is no longer a part of KPFA.
Except she's in KPFA's building.
Wait,
Okay,
go ahead.
Joy?
I'm just saying, but it's separate from KPFA, but she gets to use our copier, our electricity, and everything else. So how can that be separate from KPFA? I don't get that. I mean, she made a contract with Quincy, or how does that go?
Yes, there is a contract.
And it was...
It was discussed. If you're going to say something, please use a microphone.
It was shared with the board?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was shared with the board, but is the board going to have any input in the future?
You'd have to ask Quincy and Jan specifically.
Okay. I just want to get it clear because things have changed considerably over the last 24 months or so.
My memory of it was that he presented it as something that was a good idea for us financially.
Extremely. But, we no longer, I mean, all the money that we receive, all the money we receive has no cost to it, period, other than the copier or whatever.
So you think we can get...
No salary, no benefits, okay. No payroll taxes.
I think getting into a long discussion of this without Quincy present is not useful.
Can we up that to 20,000 or...
I'm sorry?
Can we get 20,000 out of it?
I'll just tell you, I did not know.
I was actually cut off before when it was my
go
turn.
Go ahead.
And this gentleman made a question and I didn't get to come back.
Okay.
So you said to get rid of column AR...
No, to ignore it.
Just ignore it.
But it does affect all of the numbers, does it not?
I know. I'm sorry. It was just an Excel error.
Excel formulas didn't work.
So what I'm asking you is, are the numbers affected by this Excel error or all the other columns?
No. It's just there. It's just the difference. So visually, you have to look at column AQ to column AP. Just visually look at it. That's all. And you see on row 8, we did on listener support, we did 353,917, where I budgeted 344. So we did better in that column.
It was a $9,000 difference, and you have 344 there.
Well, do you see it just matches the budget? It just
was brought over.
I saw that.
Anyway, it's an error. This is a draft, and it doesn't affect the other columns, if that's helpful.
Oh, well, what I'm asking you is when you put a formula in, are you telling me that the formula ignores AR and all of the numbers that come after AR are not affected by that column? This is what I'm asking you.
It's between line 8 and 26 that this error happened.
If you're asking about AQ, no, that difference should be correct. I mean, let me just do the quick math. So,
no.
I think a bigger question is
AS and sir, everything that's very sweet.
Yes, AS and AP are different.
Oh, they're correct. So they're not affected by AR.
No, okay. AR is just a...
But the numbers are not adding up then.
Where are you looking at?
In any case, it is an error in AR that does not... In answer to her question, it does not impact the other columns. And it's a draft. And it's understood as an error, and it's going to be corrected. Does that help you, Joy?
No, it's okay.
Okay, Sharon.
If you're asking
wait a minute,
that, it's
Sharon.
Not...
I just have a separate question
if
we're moving on.
Okay. Are we going to linger on
this? No, I want to linger on it a little bit.
Yes.
AS and AT, that is from October through May. So you have to look at pages 1 through 12 and add them all up to tell me that the formula is wrong.
I see what you say.
Okay. All right. Now, Joy, did you say that Bill had a question that I missed?
No. I was referring to him. She interrupted me early, but there is a question down here.
Okay. Well, Sharon has a question, and then David.
I just have a simple question, I think. What is community events income? Is that the speaker series?
Yes.
Okay, that was my question.
Okay. David.
Is the cell in question, just for my edification, the cell in question, which is AR26, is that about $44,000?
Yes.
Okay, so that's it. That's just that replace that one cell with 44K.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, any more? I think we opened up some questions, and you were perhaps not finished. Am I correct?
My point was that where we are underperforming is in listener support.
Okay.
And there's lots of reasons why that could happen, but and that's something we have to look at for the budget. So keep that in mind.
Okay. Craig has a question.
Oh, yeah.
Well, also the major donor figures.
Right.
And last year we got a couple bequests. Is that right? Now, did that push up Let's see here. Did that push up? Yeah, the budget that we allocated? No, so that's...
No.
So when we're looking at a shortfall of $76,000, that's basically major donors' contributions excluding those bequests,
yes.
Right?
Right.
So that's really kind of taken a nosedive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and do we know... Why is it?
Well, we don't have the point that the board has always brought up is we don't have a development director. I have no one I could go to and say.
Did somebody say development director?
I got to stand up. Somebody heard me there.
I've been fighting for a development director for, 7 years now, but the money is not there.
And, I have heard Quincy say that a number of major donors are now having trouble giving to KPFA because they understand that money is likely to be taken immediately to Pacifica and to deal with bleeding elsewhere.
Exactly.
And so that some of the major donors are holding
the
back.
The whole debacle of the $400,000 has made it where people actually have called me and say, how do I prevent this from happening again?
Okay.
So,
but in any case,
but you're right.
Where are we? Barbara wanted to say something, and then Craig.
I would like to point out, just to go back to the discussion that we were having about a mailing going out from Pacifica, the chief financial officer felt as though this is money that we could use to pay the auditors for a good portion of what they've already done and get closer to getting our Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant, which is another huge amount of money that we used to have yearly and haven't had. So you can see in here there's nothing in the budget and nothing in the actuals because we knew we were on their shit list. And so it's another good reason for anybody you can think of that might be willing to make a no-interest loan to help with this mailing. It would really be some immediate income that we could bring in.
So, Maria, just to come back to the major donor,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the budgeted figures were for the major donor contributions for previous years?
Yeah.
I mean, is that what we have budgeted here is about $122,000.
Right.
Is that about what it's been in previous years?
Well, this is 8 months, but we budgeted $200,000 for major donors because, again, without a development director, I have no one. I mean, literally when I get a letter from an attorney and it's, I'm always like, first my heart stops, like, well, what kind of attorney is this? And then when I open it up and I found out it's a trust attorney, to give us money. And then it's like, oh, my God. But people have been very generous in terms of, whether they give $5,000 or $500,000, it's generosity to put it in your will to leave it to us. And I budgeted based on previous years. We had it just happened. I don't know how else to say it, but money just did come in. And unfortunately, this year was the one year that I, budgeted based on history, and it hasn't been happening. The year is not over, yes.
It would be useful, I think, if we knew, Barbara, what the total, or Marie, what the total cost of the mailing was, because often when you ask people for money and you're saying, give us $1,000 or $5,000 or whatever, they want to know what the total package is so that get an understanding of how much they're helping.
For KPFA alone, it's in this form that...
Where is it?
It says it's a long sentence at the top. It says return.
Of what piece of paper, Maria, darling?
It's this one.
Okay, it's got color. I can't find it. I put it away. Is that something in first draft?
It's what Barbara sent out.
One
Oh, it's in the Barbara.
Okay.
So,
yeah, so
okay,
for...
Okay, got it. Thank you. Got it. Okay.
So like cost, I said, the cost is high. Yeah, the cost makes you gulp, but it produces money. Okay. So got to spend money to make money.
Okay, got it. I just want people to know, because I had a long discussion with some big funders who do stuff, who said that normally fundraising costs are actually over 50% of what you get back. So we're really in the ballpark, mm-hmm. And in a good place in the ballpark, even though it's horrifying to hear that it costs that much to raise that much.
Yeah. Anyway. The other thing, too, is that, you know, again, offline, think about whether people would be receptive to emails versus letters. You know, it's like just like your bank now says, you know, do you want your receipt in paper? Do you want it by text? How do you want it? So.
Save mailing costs.
Carol, the estimate of fundraising, development costing 50% usually includes a salary and benefits.
Okay.
And for these mailings, that's not involved. It's just the cost of mailing all thousands of letters.
Okay.
And even though we get only hundreds of replies, the money that comes in covers the cost for the postage.
Okay. Got it. All right. How are we doing?
So just to move on, row 28 through 35 is the summary of expenses for the last 8 months through May. And, you know, if we have been underperforming in revenue, luckily we are very frugal and we are under budget on our expenses. We're under budget on, slightly over on year-to-date in personnel costs, under on board expenses, and I think it's probably because I didn't know when the election was going to be, so the expenses are coming in off the budget. Administrative costs, under $30,000. Slightly over on programming expense and under on development expense. And community events, slightly over. Again, with community events, I don't know when the events are going to happen, so my budget to actual aren't. They don't match, if that makes sense. And then central services. Well, central services are what central services are. We pay $500,000 out in central services. So...
Per year.
What's programming expense? Well, that's the summary. And then per year, if I had $500,000. Starting line 48 would start your detail. So if you're looking at 28 through 35 is the summary, and then line 48 starts the detail. I could sit here and go one by one by one, but that would be kind of boring. Pardon me?
If you've got a question, you've got to speak into the mic so that people understand what's being discussed.
I could tell you Dev and I spent a good part of, 2-3 days looking. I believe the board had asked, or at least Quincy had asked, for an analysis of all of the telephone bills to be done. From our chief engineer. Unfortunately, it never quite got done. So Deb and I took it upon ourselves, and I believe that, and I'm being optimistic, and I don't have hard numbers yet, but I feel like I can save at least $20,000 in a year for telephone expenses. So we are paying like $1.50 a minute for our ISDN lines to call nationally, to call from here to Maryland. It costs $1.50, $1.55 per minute. And
well, that's a
mistake. Yet to call Canada was, a 20-minute call was $3. So I have no idea why. I'm not a technical person. However,
well, maybe he asked for that because he wants to address it. Let's hope.
Well, yeah, that's why we're addressing it now. But
good. All right. Are we how are we doing on this? I'm trying to pay attention to the time. I'm trying to pay attention to what else is here. I need to know. So are we almost finished?
Yeah, I'd be happy. I mean, in my opinion, through line 35 gives you the whole, through line 46 gives you the idea. We expected to be at line 46, column AS, gives us, I budgeted $43,000 in surplus, and we're at $4,276. So, again, overall, we have underperformed. A lot of it is timing. A lot of it is, like we saw with listener support, the money's just not coming in.
Okay. All right. Is this concluding the report on the financial report?
Yes.
A minute. I want to make sure that there's no more questions on the financial report.
Well, just going to say that I just basically went over the summary. So to go into the detail is kind of like monotonous. But
And then
unless there's questions.
And then we're going to have a discussion of the beginning process of the beginning of budgeting for this next year, correct?
Correct.
All right. And it is quarter of one. And how long is the budgeting conversation? Another hour?
No.
A half an hour?
No. I do not expect it to go that long because this is first draft, very, very first draft.
Okay, perfect. All right. And Bill, use the mic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm on page 14 of this document, and I'm looking at the central services expenses through May, right?
Yes.
And it were $314,000. It's line 40.
Okay.
$314,304, right? So if we add that expense to the total operating expenses, then we get line 42, which is the $2,309,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, when you subtract the $309,000, you subtract that from the 2,284 at line 26. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
All right. So then we get a net income loss of the $25,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, screw depreciation. Okay. How do you end up with an income surplus?
Because I'm adding back the depreciation. So we were at a loss of 25, add back 63,000, or 68,000, sorry.
Well, but I don't get that because the depreciation loss is a line below line 44.
So in the detail, let's see. Row 97 of page 15.
Yeah.
That's the actual expense. So basically I'm zeroing out depreciation expense.
Okay.
So if you look at if you keep depreciation expense in, we'd be at a loss of $64,339.
Yeah.
But if you add back depreciation expense as if, you know, basically zeroing it out.
Okay.
So I have a
question. That's it.
Yeah.
Quick question for Maria.
Okay, go ahead, and then Craig's got a question.
Just the thing that you were telling us about analyzing the phone bills, is any of that going to affect, are we getting anything changed during this fiscal year?
If I have anything to say about it, yes.
Okay. All right, Craig.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awful.
So, last month, Quincy, in his report, was talking about the projected need to cut by $200,000. And I'm just wondering whether you can talk about how that fits into what you presented here. So let me just leave it at that.
Well, in April, we had a loss of $133,000 for the month, for that 1 month.
Which line?
A cut or a loss?
No, no. Okay, I'm sorry. Column AN, line 46.
Wait a second for us to get there.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So you see a loss of $133,000 in 1 month's time. AN46.
Page 14.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Page 14. We did expect some loss.
Yeah, we did expect some loss, but we're losing more.
Why?
Ever.
Some of this is, and question for Quincy, I think, and some of this is, I think Maria, as the business manager, can tell us what the numbers say, and I don't think that she's the person to ask about the decisions about it.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, correct me.
Well, I mean, we talk about it all the time. And the biggest problem is that just to go back a little bit to the money that comes in from fund drives, if you look at any given line for operating expenses, row 35 of AN, AQ, and you go back for previous months, our expenses are $250,000 before central services, okay? Including central services, we're at $270,000, $286,000 for expenses.
Per month,
you said? Per month, yes. And if we get... we received in paid $395,000 for the spring drive. You know, it pays for 1 month's expenses, but we don't have fund drives every month.
Okay.
So I'm constantly behind the eight ball. I am sitting right now on $100,000 worth of bills. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, it's, yeah. It's
okay.
Giving me gray hair.
Okay.
More gray hair.
So I think that what we have done today...
One more question really quick.
You got to use the mic, yeah.
I just want to make sure I understand. So this, what you give me, is not formula-driven. You just put in all these figures?
Well, I put in all the figures and then the columns. I mean, yeah, there's formulas in here. I don't. Column AO is a formula. Row 26 is a formula. Row 35 is a formula.
So really, the reason why I'm asking is because the actual adding up for the 8 months doesn't equal 1818077. So is that column where you put the actual all the way up to year?
Could you tell us what line?
I'm on page 13, line 8, listener support.
So
when you start with AN, column mm-hmm. AN, it's the actual amount of listener support. I only added listener support all the way through each month. And I'm asking you, is that what the computer would have done? In that actual year-to-date, fiscal year 2016, on page 13, line 8, 1818077.
It should be.
Reflects all of the actuals for all the previous months.
Did you come up with something?
I did. But okay. I'm asking if it was
how
a formula.
How much did you come up with?
Hold on. I'll give you what I came up with. And I did a couple of times, too. 1880139.
Okay, so I guess we did better than you.
No, I'm just saying, I was wondering.
Yes, that's what it is. If this is all formula, I mean, all of the numbers, I input all of the numbers manually, and then all the formulas are done manually.
Okay, all right.
I mean, with all due respect, that's a hell of a lot of numbers.
It is a lot of numbers. That's why I'm asking you, you know, how can that AR not affect everything? You're saying it's wrong. But it's okay.
The AR only affects the month of May. That's it. It only affects the month of May.
It doesn't affect the total for the 8 months? Isn't
it
part of the total?
No. It's a difference. It's only a difference of AP to AQ.
I know. That first one on 8, it should have been $9,000. That should have been.
Right. But that's just the difference.
Okay. So the differences in all of these are affected by that.
I don't know. Maybe take your calculator to it.
All right.
I looked through the budget. That was the only month that it happened.
Okay.
and only in the revenue.
Okay. I would like to move to a discussion of the budget, unless there's somebody's got a burning question on this.
Well, we got a break scheduled at 1:10.
Yes, well.
Well, the budget is not going to take long because this is extremely first draft.
Okay. Anthony, are you going back to this thing? You need a microphone.
Hey, Maria. Maybe this has been explained before, but what comes under the heading of development expenses?
It's the details are there on page. Thank you. Again, through line 46 are all summaries for the expenses.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Now we're going to move on to a discussion of the budget. And Barbara had told us the timeline. Margie, are you staying on this?
No. I have a procedural suggestion.
What, to have a break?
Yes. I think we should have our break before we go move to the budget. I really am not going to spend a lot of time on the budget. I am not.
And we have lots of other long conversations coming up. So I would like to get the financials behind us, if that's all right.
So the reason.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. And
just for people's understanding, I want to underline what Barbara said about the timeline for the budget is October. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
we have to have it approved by October. So we want to have this done, our work done by September, the end of September, correct?
Yes.
Okay, by our meeting in September. All right. Go. Now, do we have all the papers we need for that?
We can't hear you if you want to say something.
Barbara spends a lot of money on toner.
I'm so supporting Hewlett-Packard. I want to just send you this. I emailed it yesterday, but I want to reiterate something that's very important here because we talked about last time that I think it was Bill and maybe even somebody else too, asked how are we supposed to, the LSB, contribute in setting priorities, because that's part of our job description. And I said, well, it's true. There's not a lot of discretionary funds here. So I'm just wanting to make everybody aware that it's unlike that we can really express very much about priorities. And after I discussed this with Maria, we both agree, as I said in this email I'm passing out to make sure everybody reads it, that the wisest priority we could set would be to say if we can achieve any surplus, it should be used to reestablish reserves. We haven't had reserves in this organization since 2008 or before. And that's why we're in such a bad situation now. So I think this also goes to the problem of raising money some other way than fund drives. But this is a goal that this to exist other than just hanging on by our fingernails all the time, we have to keep in mind.
Okay. So
here's Maria with the budget.
Okay.
With saying that I've got quite a few things that that are still up in the air. Telephone expenses, one of them. We have to renegotiate with the union, and we have this. Yeah, first draft. Yeah, we have to
Did you just pass something out?
No. Okay. No, you guys.
Oh, first draft. Okay.
Breathe.
Got it.
We have yet to do the negotiations with the union. We haven't even started. So, I can't, but the, what do you call it, personnel costs are a huge figure in that. All the other expenses, other than telephone, they are what they are. We're pretty dang frugal, you know, at KPFA. It's like, you know, we practically ask for blood if you ask for a pen. So, you know, it, and so anyway, with all of that said, this is very optimistic with 100. When I saw that 155,000, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I won't see that number at the end of the draft. I know that for
what
sure.
Line?
Oh, I'm sorry. Up at the very first line, row one of the first draft, where it says 155,948. At the very top, line one. No, no, I'm sorry, of the very first page.
What? Oh, way up there. Okay. Okay. hiding in plain sight.
So this assumption page pretty much mimics what we showed you in 2016 assumption page. I just brought them all over, you know, exactly the way it was. Same. Yeah, it hasn't been totally worked out yet. And to be honest, sometimes if we need more money, we just add a day or two to fund drives. However, in the past budgets, we have, this is another reason, too, why we have been underperforming by comparison to previous years, is that we used to do 21 and 24-day fund drives. And now Quincy has successfully reduced the number of days to 18 for the major drives. And, yeah, our goals are less, obviously, but that means that, you know, we're not sitting there asking for money for months on end. So, like, unfortunately, some of our sister stations are doing. And I know Quincy has talked about the fact that, you know, it's the point of diminishing returns when, you know, people just turn off the radio when you get asked for too much money. So this top grid is basically what you saw from 2016 to the current time to, you know, to what we would successfully could project into the future. It's an assumptions page. This can change. I don't know what else to say about it, and I don't know if anybody has any questions, but, you know, they ask me how much money do we need, and I say a lot, and they say, well, you know, we can't add many more days to the fund drive, and we could add goals to the days, but is it achievable? That's, you know, you're faking yourself out. I think Craig has a question.
He does.
So I'm just wondering what management is looking at in terms of big expenses this year coming up. Phone system replaced or, you know, mold abatement. I mean, those were issues last time. So are there any big issues on the horizon that management is looking at that they need to fund that you're aware of? Yeah.
No, well, yeah, but it's not yet in there. Mold is an issue. We, as everybody knows, we are sitting on top of a creek. And when it rains, we get flooded. We have two rooms in the back that one of them is always closed. Well, both of them are always closed up. And there has been evidence of mold. I want to cut the sheetrock out and send it for testing. But we did buy a kit last year or 2 years ago, and it didn't show any hazardous mold. It was just moldy. But there's nothing. I have talked to so many professionals about the water issue, and everybody just shrugs their shoulders and says just demolish the building and build it up higher. That's it. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fingers to be pointed to the city and stuff like that, because I can't believe they actually allowed that to happen. But,
well, I guess what I'm asking is, are there any big expensive, you know, projects that must happen in the coming fiscal year that you're looking at having to budget for?
There's the ones that we would like to do, and then there's the ones that we have to do. And right now, the only one that I would say that we'd have to do is do some sort of mold abatement. You know, the wish list is there's a lot of efficiencies that go along with digitizing or doing. Well, I'm not even sure if I'm speaking the right terms, but we are still on an analog system in the radio station. However, I've been told that it cost about $250,000 per studio to fix to bring us up to date, and yeah, maybe $200,000 per studio, and we can't do one studio at a time. We have to do the whole thing at once, so we're talking $1 million. And that's not feasible, obviously. It's just not feasible. It should have been done, in my opinion, back in the mid-2000s or something. I don't know, when we had money.
Okay, so, Joy.
So I want to refer to the second page of the first draft. We're back to the craft fair. First, can I ask you, did he have the same agreement for the winter craft fair?
As he did for the summer?
Yeah.
No.
So, and here we have projected 28,000, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have something, door sales only. So in that summer month, I'm not sure why do you have figures there if you have no idea of what it is. What are those?
Because I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There is the budget at KPFA, everything from line 8 through 14 is based on history, based on – I have no concrete way to know how much listener support we're going to get in, and I don't know what the agreement – the 2016 budget – for the summer crafts fair was different than what it ended up to be.
I know, but I'm just don't get upset. I'm asking. You have some numbers in here,
and it's a first draft. We have not spoken to Jan yet. She is on vacation.
Okay.
And that's a year from now, so I don't know.
Okay, Anthony, can
I want to remind people that the sort of totally empty budget form that we got at the last meeting. In the left-hand column, Maria had put notes about how she collects the information, and most everything said based on history.
Anthony.
So given that, as you said, that there's not a new contract yet, let alone talks begun, How did you come up with the personnel costs?
History.
So it's just carrying over the earlier.
Okay. I was not. I'll be honest. I was not enthused about bringing this budget to you guys. I mean, it's completely a first draft. How can I? And also, what part of the negotiations is our health care. Our health care, we pay a low copay. And a high premium. You know, if it's an additional $10 copay, brings us down $30,000 in premiums for the year. It's, I mean, I don't care to pay, if $20 a copay, no big deal.
Rich. You need a microphone. You need a microphone. Oh, okay. All right. want to say, I appreciate your bringing the first draft, and it's helpful for us to begin getting our head around this. And I also think that the work that the both of you did with all the other previous papers, even though it felt like we were being drowned for a few minutes there, is quite useful and revealing and obviously indications of lots of work and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
TM.
Hi. My censorship. There it is. I feel obligated to have to say that I have personally experienced the problems of mold, where we brought in some tests and it didn't show anything, but in fact, me and the family, but no one else, was suffering from it, and it just completely knocked me out. Basically, had to stop work.
A little louder.
Had to stop work, was disabled the whole nine yards. So, I mean, that just so we talk about mold, in this way, but I just, so it doesn't totally hit us later out of the blue, it could be a super major problem.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, because you think, you know, the health expenses, just imagine if we have even one person disabled from the mold, because it can happen.
Yeah, and it's downstairs, it's only one corner of the building. And it,
Yeah, ours was in the basement.
Yeah, but we have Quincy and Laura are upstairs, and, you know, they go straight
and,
up.
And
so
Laura,
you know,
has asthma already.
Right. I mean, you know, I've spoken to, I always say his name wrong, Chuck Church? Scourge. He has had a cement company back, you know, before he retired. Spoken to him. I spoke to my boyfriend, who's a stonemason. I've spoken.
Okay,
like,
that's
yeah,
all
anyway.
Right. We,
yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm anybody who has any other ideas, I'm all for it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, are we finished with the first look at the first draft and also the? Okay. Is Craig going to ask something else?
No, I actually wanted to raise a new point.
Oh great.
Yeah. Hey. So, I really appreciate all the work. Thank you. And we'll take this all over and come up with some brilliant solution. I guarantee. So I wanted to come back to two points that were raised earlier. The resolutions that Barbara put before the board that we approved, these are the recommendations from the National Finance Committee, basically asking the board to raise money. And something Sharon mentioned earlier, which is, you know, let's talk about ways we can raise money as a board. And, you know, the problem is, like, for instance, with these resolutions that I always have is I'm a working class guy. I don't know rich people. I'm not rich. You know, where do I go? And how do I get money out of people? So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll write a check for $1 million and tell you not to cash it just yet.
Yeah.
I want to come back to something, for instance, Maria, you just raised that I think could be a really attractive project for this board to pursue, and that is, say, the digitization conversion of essentially, I guess this is a capital improvement of the station, right? And this is the kind of thing that I think really the board could apply itself to. We could, you know, contact people. We could try it. I think it would be an ambitious goal to set $1 million goal here to do this, but it's the kind of thing that I think is really appealing. Donors like to give for specific projects. This is something we know will stay in the station and not be vacuumed away by Pacifica. And I'm not arguing specifically for this, but I think that has all the elements of an attractive fundraising program that would help advance the situation of the station. I think, you know, we as a board really need to figure out what kinds of fundraising things we can do. KFCF has this banquet every year, which is really successful, which is a great idea. It gets the station out into the community and enhances the name. KPFA has the craft fair. It has the events, which I think accomplish the same thing. Maybe we could have a banquet, too, or maybe we could have a concert, or maybe we could do something else, or maybe we could pursue, you know, these capital-specific capital improvements. But I really think as a board we need to figure out more than just hitting up our rich uncles for money to fund the station. I think we need to figure out, like, what sorts of, you know, specific fundraising projects we can use our assets and brain power and energy as a board to accomplish.
Yeah. Here. You know, in reference to that, we mentioned the dinner before, like I was mentioning how, you know, Mother Jones makes all this money through their dinners. If we, like, for example, the capital improvement or the, you know, Go Studio Digital project, all right, how is it legally, financially, to be able to have a separate account where as money builds up, that money cannot be designated for anything else except expenditure on that.
Now,
project.
I don't think that Maria is necessarily qualified to answer
I'm not qualified to answer it legally, but I just...
Can you give me your off-the-cuff opinion?
My off-the-cuff opinion is that, yes, we could raise funds for some sort of capital campaign of any sort that we might need, lift the building or something, you know. However, I just and I will preface this with saying that the current financial management at Pacifica is extremely scrupulous. They are above board, you know, in terms of that. However, there have been funds in other stations that have been touched just to pay payroll, you know. And okay. So I would just fear that. That's all.
I suggest that we put on the August agenda an agenda item for which we prepare on this and that we actually have a substantive conversation on these matters. Does that make sense to people? Okay. Margie?
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. And but I think that we need to have some people who step up right now and volunteer to prepare that discussion. For example, I think we need to look into the issue that TM raised about how you have money that's for a specific thing that can't be used for other things. I mean, there are legal implications, mm-hmm. but that's what happened with
good.
One of
we'll
our sisters.
We'll include that in I'll step up to help prepare
okay.
this particular discussion.
Good. Okay. Good.
Yeah, I just
and I will speak with Quincy. Sorry. And if anybody else wants to be part of that, please contact me.
I know that we would also not touch, KPFA specifically would not touch that to pay any bills. But
okay,
anyway,
got okay, it. Yeah. We got it. Okay. I think we're at the break. And I think reasonably, truly, I'm starting the meeting at half past. Is that fair? Yep.
Can I say one quick thing? For those new people, I have always said my door is open. I will, you know, come in, call me. I'll show you whatever I can. I've told my people who have been on the board for a long time that, and I never get taken up on it.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
All the time.
Okay, but we also don't want you talking to people and making late 11:30 p.m. working yourself to death.
Not unless they're buying me dinner.
For the August meeting, okay? Okay, Kate and Mark, we'll be back. I have both of you on mute, by the way, just so that if you need to talk, you can take yourselves off mute, but I have you on mute. Okay. I'll be back, as we all will.